Welcome to the IAA Mobility Visionary Club. Today is a very special episode. We are recapping IAA Mobility, which took place in Munich. And here to break it all down with me is Simon Schütz. He's the head of communications at VDA. Simon, it's great to have you here. Great to see you on the screen. And it was so nice to see you in person as well. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Simon, we have an incredible week behind us. I don't know about you, but I'm still recovering a little bit. So I was hoping I could shift some of the responsibility onto you and you could break down a little bit of what we saw, what happened, some of the highlights. And then we're going to take viewer questions and let people ask you basically anything they want. Does that sound cool to you?
Yes, that sounds pretty cool to me. And I try to keep it short, but also with some useful information. I mean, all in all, I guess a lot of the viewers have been to the IAA themselves, or at least have a certain interest in it. So I hope I will give you some information and input that you haven't seen or read before yet at many places. Of course, for us, it's a huge event that we are managing, and that whole week was pretty exciting, but also pretty exhausting. So we're all looking forward to that after IAA vacation that's coming up for most of us. But yeah, so I think we can kind of group this little impulse into like two or three sections. The thing is, whenever you have such a big event like the IAA Mobility, there are certain pillars where you want to perform. The one thing is you want, of course, to make all the exhibitors happy and want to regard this as a successful event. Then there's all the public effect of it. Let's say, what does the media nationally and internationally write, and how is the event received? And then the last pillar would be, what's the political, signal or the political message that comes from that event and lasts maybe throughout the next weeks and months. So when it comes to that, I would say I start with the most important, what makes it possible, the team, the exhibitors, and they were all super, super happy. I mean, we had more than 750. We have been as international as never before, which is a success, because if you want to be an event that is, you know, known on the rest of the world and attracts people and manager and companies from all over the world, you got to be the maximum of international. And I think we are very good in that domain. Also, when it comes to the journalists coming, they are very international. And also the visitors, every fourth visitor of the IAA was an international visitor, which is, I think, a pretty good number. And they showed a lot of innovations and a lot of information during the talks and all the panels. So I think you could really take it away stuff. And the most important is they said they had really good business talks, meetings, all of that. So I think they reached the goals they set themselves for the IAA. So then when it comes to the media and how was the event received, I think we are pretty happy with how it went. Of course, I mean, it won't be a big surprise for anybody who was like into this topics and watched this throughout the last week. The whole debate about, you know, fossil fuel cars, the fossil fuel engine was kind of overshadowing the IAA. But I think the more it is important that we make clear, there's no doubt about electric mobility as a central pillar to reach climate neutral mobility. The only thing that politicians and also us made clear is that rules that are based on 100% and that are based on penalties and all of that are not helping anyone. So it's a complex debate, but I think by focusing on that and highlighting that, that also gave some, well, lasting meaning of it. And then the visitors, of course, that's the most important. How happy are they with the event itself? And I mean, we also have statistics. We always have a survey asking them, how did you like it? Would you come again? And everything, like every single question from how was the experience? Would you come again? Did you like it? It's always way over 90%. So I think it's the best rating you could ask for. And I think that's also because we put something into consideration that we think is most important to make the people experience mobility. Mm-hmm. We had as many test drives as never before. I myself did a test drive with an autonomic driving car where you could really tell everything was working. It was seeing the pedestrians. It was reading the traffic lights. It was speeding up when it needed to speed up. It was slowing down. So it's like really fascinating. And I think that's very important that people make that experience and get closer to, you know, things that will come up in the future. So I think that was a very, very strong signal going out from here that we put experience to the customer. And also, I think the whole feeling of a festival, you know, with all the music events that we had, with the festival of lights in the evening. And I mean, mobility is such a big topic. Every one of us makes a mobility decision not only once a day, but all day long. In the morning, how do you get to work? How do you get to your friend? How do you travel? Where do you go to A to B? And we all use all kinds of traffic opportunities. I mean, whether we use the car, the train, the plane, the scooter, or we're just walking. So I think to put this all together, to see the different perspectives is what the IAA mobility makes possible. And I think we're on a really good way to be the event that's internationally known, that gets more and more into tech as well. I think we had a lot of tech there, showing that digitalization, tech, all of this connected things are in the focus of our attention. And I'm very happy that especially, of course, the German car industry suppliers, but also manufacturers showed that they are on the head of innovation, that they are playing Champions League. Of course, that's also something that I'm personally happy about. And I think for now, that's enough because you have probably a lot of interesting questions. And I think the audience does have as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And thanks again for having me as a guest on the show.
Well, Simon, thank you for being here. I know it's been a really busy week for you. So we do appreciate you making time on what should be probably your vacation as you're winding down from this event. Listening to you talk and looking at your face, you seem pretty happy with how this went. So I think the main takeaway is thumbs up. Share with us, if you will, some of the biggest highlights of the IAA Mobility 2025, in your opinion. What did it for you personally?
Well, of course, I mean, it always depends also on the role you have yourself on such an event. So, of course, when the opening came up and we have all the high gas out of politics, that's always something special. You know, if a chancellor is coming by, the prime minister of Bavaria, all of that, you know, like those are things that put it high on the news agenda, but also give a certain, maybe not what glamour might be the wrong word, but, you know, it gives a certain significance to an event if it's so much VIP there. But I mean, the most important or the most highlight for me, it might sound a little bit not silly, but a little bit childish how I describe it, but it's really when I was walking through the open spaces, especially at the weekend, and seeing kids that were totally fascinated by what they saw. And I mean, we were always talking about how we are dealing with the future of mobility, the future of our world. And I think that showing people, especially young people, what innovation can do, what ideas can change, and also fascinating with that, is something that, it's really a nice feeling. Like I was really, it made me happy to see those happy faces that were excited to see what there was to see, to try things out. And I think that was my personal highlight, so to say, of the IAA.
Yeah, those open spaces in the city center, they were really incredible. And I know we were talking before we started the live chat about how special Munich is as a city and how much it has to offer. So I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Yeah. We've got, Simon, a question here. This is from Barbie Brennan. She asks, did you interview Oliver Zipse in person in Munich? Oliver Zipse is, of course, chairman of the management board of BMW. So Barbie wants to know if you interviewed him in person in Munich.
I haven't interviewed him in person because also I'm not a journalist. So I usually don't really interview people, but I had certain events where he was a guest as well and where I introduced him on the stage. So, I think they were all there during most of the week, doing a lot of speeches, doing a lot of media work, since we are all at that time, well, very busy and also very asked, like everybody wants a statement from all the big people working in this industry. So he was there, but I did not interview him myself.
Okay, so he was there in person. It wasn't a hologram. But Simon was not interviewing him, not really your role as the head of communications. But thank you for the question, Barbie. We really appreciate that. Maybe a question from me, Simon. The motto of this year's event, it was, it's all about mobility. What message did you guys want to convey with that motto? What was the goal?
Well, I think especially when you look at the world, that mobility is one of those things that is necessary to grow. If an economy grows, or if a society grows, if it becomes more diverse, whatever, if it develops, mobility always grows with it. People want to get more and more access to mobility because it gives them access to live their life, to see the world, to manage their everyday life. Things that are maybe normal to us in our everyday life, in some areas of the world they aren't. So that's one thing, like mobility as a freedom and an everyday choice that is growing, and there is a lot of opportunity within it. And the other thing is that, of course, one of our main messages is that we see mobility as a whole, and that we want to leave those times where certain things were kind of played out against each other. You know, you have those people riding a bike and those people driving a car and those people walking. Well, we're all changing those roles. I'm riding my bike. Mm-hmm. I am walking, but also sometimes I drive my car. So I'm changing all the roles. And I think this is all of us, or most of us, changing these roles. And if we want to make a change in how the future of mobility works, how it gets more digital, how it gets more connected, how it gets more climate friendly, it only works if we play together. And that's why we chose this motto.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Simon, I want to come back to something that you mentioned earlier in your talk. You were saying, you know, electrification is a huge topic for us, and it's no longer a question of if, it's just when and how exactly. I'm curious how the range of electric vehicles on offer at the event has developed. You've been involved in this for a while. And were there any particular models or concepts that really stood out to you this year?
Well, I think you could really tell that there was a whole range of new electric cars everywhere. All the exhibitors brought a lot of new models. And I think there are a few things that you can really tell that make a difference. One thing is that the range, like how far you can go with electric cars, is getting longer and longer. You shouldn't be afraid anymore to buy an electric car thinking, oh, it only gets me this and that far. It gets you really far. And the charging gets faster and faster. So if you do quick charging, sometimes you have your car recharge in like 15 to 20 minutes. So I think that is something which what made some people reconsider their thoughts about an electric car, because those were two of the factors that were really making a lot of people hesitate whether they should make the change or not. But then also, I think the other thing is what happened on the digital field. I feel like, you know, when we're talking about transformation, we talk a lot about the transformation towards the electric car, but the other at least as big transformation is the whole digitalization, automatization, all of this, how it's all connected with each other. And when you looked at that, how much of assisted driving helpers are already in place and what else is coming up, you could really tell that was special. And I think one other thing that I thought was particularly interesting is that at least some of the German brands, they were like kind of in their design a little retro, you know, looking back at those things that maybe everybody has in their head thinking of them, and then combining it with a new technology. So
yeah,
I think that's an interesting approach to get electric cars even more popular within society, making people overcome their fears or their prejudice in some cases towards electric cars.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing. I was thinking, yeah, there's a lot of sort of heritage and reminiscing, even as the cars are becoming increasingly high-tech, electric, really cutting edge, as you said, range anxiety, pretty much a thing of the past now. So that's one really exciting thing. You mentioned you did a test drive. There were a lot of test drives this year. Visitor demand was really high. What sort of feedback did you get from exhibitors?
It was a record of test drives. We never had as many, and they were really overwhelmed with the people who all wanted a test drive. So, of course, some you could book online in advance, but then they also kept for every day a certain amount of test drives that they would give to people coming to their booth. But the thing is, of course, you cannot give everyone a test drive. I mean, all in all, we had more than 500,000 visitors at the IAA.
Wow.
And that is a lot of people. And of course, test drives are something a lot of people want to do. And I can only recommend everyone who wants to do it, look out for it early enough. And then we are working on making it even a bigger experience the next time. That's something, of course, there's a logistical limit of how many test drives you can manage in a certain amount of time. And there's also different things you could do, you know, from the automatic driving to just, you know, driving maybe your electric car for the first time. And also, of course, it's not only about testing cars. You could also test bicycles and other things. So that's the approach of, you know, all together. Yes, of course, the car is still in the center of attention, but not only. I mean, we had the Deutsche Bahn there with their and they were presenting the new train for the Munich public transport system. You know, we had the bike, different bike companies presenting their new models, their new innovations. So I think all this mix and letting people see it, experience it, probably sparked for some people a new fascination and maybe also a new perspective on things that they only kind of knew abstractly out of the news.
Hmm. You mentioned, Simon, I think 500,000 visitors. That's a big number. How do you feel about that number? Is that your goal? Do you feel satisfied?
Well, I mean, I am the kind of person who is almost never satisfied. So I wouldn't even say.
That's why they gave you this job.
Exactly. There is more possible. But two things to that number. The one thing is that we had a record of visitors at the summit. So at the ground fair of the Messe München, which means that our concept of, you know, having the business to business, the B2B at the summit, and the B2C in the open spaces is totally working out. That is, I think, a takeaway that really motivates me. And the other thing is, honestly, as much as I love Munich, but Munich did one thing it shouldn't have done. Well, it kind of left us behind with the weather, because the weather was, well, we had nice days, but we also had rainy days. Like one day it almost rained all day. And of course, open spaces, I mean, if it's rainy outside, you probably reconsider if you want to spend your day at the open spaces. And then when you look at the number that we had more than 500,000 visitors, even though the weather was, let's say, not perfect, is a sign that we really did a good job. And it also sends a sign that people are really interested in the future of mobility, that they are really interested in what are the newest innovations, what are the newest trends, what kind of cars will we drive in the future. And you can also tell that, by the way, because we also had the least protests, like there wasn't a lot of protests going on. So I think the acceptance is high and the fascination for it is way higher than some people might have perceived it in the past or some people want us to perceive it.
Yeah, I want to hear a little bit more about the decision to split the event in two, to have the B2B at the fairgrounds and the B2C in the city center. It sounds like it's working, but it also feels like a bit of a risky move. How did you have the courage to say, you know what, we're gonna do that? Where did the choice come from?
I mean, you have to think about that. I think all of big world events and fairs have been challenged, especially during COVID. Some people thought they would never come back and will not go out there. And I think especially when it comes to our IAA, we knew we rather have to reinvent ourselves or we will be left behind. That's just the way it goes. And I mean, so we really figured out that we need to be brave to a certain degree and need to try out new things and maybe also stick to them, even though some people might criticize it in the beginning. And at the same time, we're also working on making it better and better. I think for now, this concept really works. You never know how it will develop in the next years, in the next decades, because I think in these days, if you want to keep people motivated to go somewhere, if you want to keep them motivated to spend their time or their money to go somewhere, you really always need to reconsider, and you always need to, you know, be open for change. And I think especially us in Germany, not being the best dealing with change, I would say, can always push ourselves to do that a little more and try out things, because otherwise you'll never find out what's working best. And I think we're on a very good way when it comes to this.
Yeah. I'm curious, you know, you mentioned there was a record number, I think, of international exhibitors. How do you feel international visitors and exhibitors play? What role do they play in enriching the global perspective and the flavor and the outlook of IAA?
Well, I mean, it's two sides to it, or not two sides, or two perspectives I want to give when it comes to it. I mean, first of all, if you want to be internationally known, you have to be internationally with your exhibitors, but also with the media. So, I mean, we also have journalists from all over the world, as well as exhibitors from all over the world. So, of course, when it comes to how are you recognized, how are you perceived in the rest of the world, the more international it is, the more international it spread when it comes to news coverage, but also people going there, getting home and telling about the event. The other thing is that it also is a sign in these times that where protectionism and all of this is getting stronger and stronger, that we believe, you know, working together, also being in competition with each other, because these are all also competitors that want the competition, because they know competition sparkles grow, sparkles going the extra mile, sparkles working even harder, you know. And I think that's a sign going out of Munich as well, you know, that this industry, this whole sector of mobility is working really hard, is being very innovative, is being very international, and that we have a lot of success stories to tell that might and should convince some people that some of the developments we're seeing right now in the world might not be so helpful to get this spirit, to keep the spirit alive and to keep all of the outcome of it alive.
Yeah. So, Simon, we've gotten a couple of viewer questions in, so I'm going to read these. Bear with me here for a second. Marcus Schmines, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Schmines, is asking, first he says, the IAA was great, thanks to the entire team. My question, which intermediate events and formats can we expect before the IAA Mobility 2027 and, of course, IAA Transportation 2026? And he is suggesting, what about future mobility on tour, like MSC does with its Zeitenwende on tour in some cities, or visiting leading universities of technology? Thanks and keep it up. Okay, so Marcus wants to know what's happening between now and the next time. After the show is before the show, I think is the motto there.
That is the motto for the IAA. I mean, as hard as it is, and we all maybe need to a little calm down now, it's true. Next year is the IAA Transportation in Hanover, and we're already working on that. And then the next IAA Mobility, we decided that the next three versions of it will be Munich as well. And the question is very interesting, because it kind of goes in an area where I just talk about, you know, you always need to think about new things that you can do, and about how to reach people you might have not reached enough before, or that not have the chance to come to the event itself, but they are interested. So I think the idea of, you know, like some format traveling around or visiting universities, especially universities with all those young people studying and maybe also being interested in the industry and its chances, I think that's a very interesting idea. We are working on a lot of new ideas, and I can assure you, there's stuff about to come, but it's too early to be communicated right now.
All right. You got to keep some things close to your chest. We appreciate that, Simon. So Omar Mendy is asking, what's this IAA Mobility? So maybe just in a sentence for Omar, who's just joining us, what is IAA Mobility? What are we talking about here?
So basically, the IAA Mobility is the biggest mobility event in the world. That would be one sentence. And also where you can see all innovations in mobility around, the focus is on cars, but it's also all kind of, train, bicycles, whatever it is. And people, decision makers, stakeholders from all over the world come together As someone put it, who is sometimes on business trips in Europe from the US, he said, like, if I go to the IA mobility, I can do in 1 week what I normally would do in a few months with all the meetings. So everyone's there.
All right. It's the place to be in Munich every 2 years. Omar, thank you for your question. I'm assuming you don't work in the industry, judging by the question, but we hope you'll join us at some of the B2C events in the city center of Munich in 2027. Simon, I've got another question here. Someone who didn't leave a name says, who was the most important visitor to IAA? Ooh, putting you on the spot. National, international.
Well, that is, of course, a question hard to tell, because first of course, we are very happy about every single visitor coming. And of course, I mean, I said it in the beginning, it is an honor if the Chancellor of Germany is coming to the opening ceremony. And next to him, we had a lot of other politicians coming that were showing how much importance and how much significance they not only give to the event, but to the industry, to the jobs they create, to the wealth they create, the income. So I think that is probably something that all we have highest respect for, and we really appreciate it. But I don't want to say like this is the one most important visitor of the IAA.
Fair. Very diplomatic of you, Simon. I would expect nothing less. Thank you for the answer. And thank you also for the question. Maybe just a couple more as we've got you here for about five more minutes. I know this is a big event for meetings to take place. Important discussions are happening on the sidelines. Were there any collaborations or partnerships that were announced at the event that you could highlight for us, and anything particular that you see affecting the industry going forward that's coming out of IAA?
Well, I think what you could tell is that everyone in the industry knows that innovation is the key to success. I think you could see a lot of how much tech industry and, let's say, more traditional industry are working together, but also startups. I mean, startups played a big role. And you could tell how much startups are also helping to found new business models, to think maybe a little bit out of the box. And I think that these are the things that really will have a lasting meaning or lasting effects, because there will be also some new partnerships being formed, that that's not to me to communicate which companies and which partnerships might have been a result of the IAA. But I think bringing all those people together, bringing all those minds together and making them meet face to face, not in the digital room, as much as that can be a nice tool, like we're doing it right now, but it is a difference if you meet face to face. And I think that we have shown to the world that Germany and this industry is at the head of innovation and really knows what we are doing, that we are really working hard. That's also a sign that a country like ours, which is right now maybe in a situation where we all realize things aren't as easy as they maybe used to be, also a positive sign that we can maybe take some trends from for the future.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of looking at it. You have already announced the date of the next IAA Mobility. Give a little preview of some of the exciting things that visitors can be looking forward to in 2027.
Well, it will be in 2027, which is crazy. It's 2 years from now. Who knows what?
But it always goes so fast.
It goes pretty fast, and will be in September again, 7th to 12th of September in 2 years. So there are two Christmases in between, I mean, which is already crazy. But anyway, so what will happen? Of course, we will think about how making it even bigger. We want to put the experience thought and experience approach even more into the center of attention, so people can try out even more. And of course, it all lives from all the world premieres and all the innovations from all the exhibitors. And after what I've seen this time, I'm pretty sure we will be amazed the next time, especially with all the big steps coming up when it comes to digitalization, autonomous and automated driving. I think it will be another perspective in the future, and everybody should mark the date in their calendar and come to Munich. And I really hope this time the weather will be 1 week of sunshine.
I hope so too, Simon. The sunshine is really something special in Munich. When the sun is out, it cannot be beat. Well, plenty to look forward to in 2027. I will be putting my own name down for a test drive. I heard you have to get in early because there's high demand. Simon Schutz, the head of communication at VDA. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for hosting me. And to everyone, have a great day. And see you latest 2027 in Munich.
That's right. Thank you all. We'll see you in Munich in 2027. And we'll see you in October for another episode of the IAA Mobility Visionary Club.
Bye-bye.